Hi, Dr. Shiva. Do you support Israel's right to exist?
What does this have to do with what we're talking about? I've seen you put tweets out there, and if you want to have a talk about Zionism, that's what we should talk about. But you don't want to have that discussion. You're asking the same old biased Zionist question. That question doesn't mean anything. Even the ICG just said Israel is a colonizer of these people. But the bottom line is you cannot conflate Judaism with Zionism, okay? And that's what you're doing.
Hey guys, welcome back. Sean from SGT Report here. That was my personal friend and Dr. Shiva Iadori. And let me tell you something. The horse is out of the barn, the toothpaste is out of the tube, the genie has left the bottle. There's no more putting it back in and making us go to sleep, Zionists. We know who you are, we know what you're up to, and we talk about it in detail in this one with my good friends, Dr. Lieb Leet and attorney Todd Callender. Before we start, friends, just a quick word about a great sponsor. We've told you the truth about the destruction and the demise of the US dollar and its purchasing power on this channel for more than a decade. So how do you feel about leaving your money in the bank? Not great, right? It's losing value every single day because it's being debased. So if it's stressing you out, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real, tangible wealth. And by the way, gold just broke a new all-time high in USD. There isn't a company on the stock market that was around 2,000 years ago, but guess what? Gold was. It's a reliable, dependable, and authentic way to protect your wealth. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They always have your back. Noble Gold Investments is the same. Their American-based experts will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. Now, there's no guarantee of any kind with any investment, so do your own due diligence, but you'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you from Noble Gold. So no hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to claim your gold coin. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Hey friends, welcome back. Thank you so very, very much for click and play. It's Sean from SGT Report. And guys, we're finally back on track with our bi-weekly conversations with my good friends and patriots, Dr. Lieb Leet and attorney Todd Callender. Doc, welcome back. Good to see you.
Thank you so much, Sean. Good to be back with you and Todd.
Yeah, good to have you both. We have so much to digest today. And Todd, thank you for coming on back. And thank you for everything you're doing for me and my family behind the scenes.
It's an honor, and I really mean that. I'm just happy to be here. Thank you very kindly for having me.
Well, God bless you. We've got a lot to process today, guys. Now, you know that they're taking down our infrastructure. They're also destroying the food supply. We're going to get into that with a few clips that Todd sent me. He wants to play these specific clips today, which we will. But let me frame up the conversation first by saying that video I did the other day, we're all essentially Palestinians now, is very true, guys. If we don't stand up for the injustices in the world where we see them, then the injustice is turned around on us, right? We can see examples of that as our government has been infiltrated, I would say, by a Zionist entity hell-bent on destroying all of us. And that was kind of the nature of the conversation on our pre-call, where Dr. Vliet and Todd were talking about an email chain that we're all part of. And essentially, Todd, why don't you break it down? What is that email chain about? And why are people so divided on this particular subject, in your opinion?
Oh, Lord. Why are they divided? Because people are they're stuck in their ways as it relates to religion, and they're not able to see outside of spirituality as being separate from religion. Religion is an indoctrination. It's an identity for people rather than our individual relationships with God. And so you find in this conversation, some people are hardcore, kill them all. I'm backing Israel with everything without understanding, for instance, that the Israel is not by itself some monotheistic, homogenous country. It is full of all kinds of people, some who are hell-bent on genocide. The government itself seems to be that. They want to literally pave over Gaza and put a canal there, as I've understood, amongst other things. And then you've got some Jewish people there that are absolutely lovely. I have several of my count as friends who say, hey, look, kids in this had nothing to do with it. Why are we killing Palestinian kids? Why is that okay? And so it's really strange to see this conversation run out of control. People's emotions are so riveted and deep. And I guess I didn't understand what this identity religion identity was. I don't even know how to describe it. Doctor, you could probably do a better job.
I find it hard to fathom how this group was set up for an open dialogue and freedom of discussion, freedom of speech.
You're talking about
marketplace
the
marketplace of ideas.
Yeah, our email group. It was set up to be a discussion of ideas where we all learn from each other, and yeah, people have different views. I don't agree with everything that has been written there, but I'm not attacking people and calling them names because they disagree with something or because I disagree with them. And one of our members was writing his opinion, which I happen to agree with. I don't think as Christians or Jews or people of rule of law, I don't think any of us should be supporting massive killing of innocent people, whether it's COVID patients in the hospital, whether it's people who were forced to get the COVID shot and are dying, and children who've been vaccinated, or whether it's Palestinian children or Jewish children in Israel or any other place on this planet. I mean, there's a genocide going on against Christians in Africa. There's a genocide against whites in South Africa. And in the United States, I don't support any of that. And I think when our tax dollars are being used to support killing of innocent people, and it was used to kill innocent patients in the hospital during COVID, the government was paying bounties to the hospital to kill patients, murder them. So I'm angry about that. I'm angry about the killing of innocent people, no matter where they are.
Yeah, and we should be. As Christians, it's our duty to speak out against the murder of innocence, wherever it happens on this planet. And we as Americans have not done that for far
too
long. This God-blessed government has gone into country after country after country for decades, slaughtering innocents. Look no further than Iraq. Go ahead, Todd.
This is so important, Sean, and I don't want to belabor the point. It's something I actually made in this chain. A point I made is it's always a fake predicate. The Gulf of Tonkin incident that launched Vietnam never happened. Our government just declassified the report. It never happened. It was made up. Weapons of mass destruction going into Iraq is a good example. Colin Powell stood up there in front of God and everybody and said, oh, it's weapons of mass destruction. And we killed God knows how many millions of people for that. There's always a pretext, whether it's the United States or other countries. These things were made to happen. In fact, I was on the phone. Actually, it was a video conference with one of my good friends, Jamie, and one of her friends in Israel on October 7th, when this is happening. And the reality of the situation is this was allowed to happen. It was another pretext for war. There's no way one of the most deadly militaries on the planet, the most sophisticated, best trained militaries on the planet, otherwise known as the IDF, Israeli Defense Force, there is no way they left their border unguarded, their cameras off. They disarmed their reservists months in advance of this. There's no way that bad guys were allowed to wander around and kill innocent Jews for 7 hours unless that was planned.
Yeah, and beyond that, though, these are war crimes, and there was just leaked audio. There was just leaked audio coming out from the UK government of somebody high level basically saying these are war crimes. This must stop. And the UK government must stop sending the weapons of war to Israel. Now, they don't want to say that publicly, but it was leaked audio because they know what's going on here. These are literal war crimes. This is a genocide of an entire trapped population. And just as it relates to this email chain we're talking about, guys, the title of it, the subject line is basically, I don't think your letter is very well thought out, in my opinion. And the person who wrote the letter was basically saying this genocide must stop. Right? Do I have that right? Because I want to play the proper video to frame this all up from Dr. Shiva Iyaduri in just 1 second. And yes, it is profanity laden, but that's because he's fed up, as I'm fed up, as so many people are fed up with this endless war against humanity, not just the people.
Let me bring up something else that our listeners may have forgotten, but I'm older than you and Todd, so I haven't forgotten this. There are two presidents in my lifetime that tried to stop this endless cycle of wars, John F. Kennedy and Donald J. Trump. And what has happened to both of them? Kennedy, right before he was assassinated, wanted to get us out of Vietnam, end the Fed, and dismantle the CIA, and he was dead shortly after that.
That's right.
Donald Trump wanted to stop our involvement in the wars, make NATO pay its fair share, end the Fed, and revamp our CIA and national security. Look at what persecution he has endured. Every other president in my lifetime, including Ronald Reagan, whom I admired, and Reagan was, there was an attempted assassination of him because he was not going along with the deep state agenda. And other than that, every single one of them has been complicit in exactly what Todd just talked about. The wars were pretexts, based on a pretext.
Yep, 100% right. Very important. And look, what I'm about to play, we don't have to play the whole thing. And in fact, Todd or Dr. Vliet, jump in at any point to make me stop it. Otherwise, I'll probably play too much of it. But this is Dr. Shiva Iyaduri, who I've had on the show. And he's very bright. And he was on a conference call. I think he holds these publicly twice a week. And somebody asked him, "Do you not stand with the people of Israel?" And here's his response. I think it's quite lucid. Sorry about the profanity, guys, but we're all fed up at this point.
Hi, Dr. Shiva. Do you support Israel's right to exist?
What does this have to do with what we're talking about? I've seen you put tweets out there. And if you want to have a talk about Zionism, that's what we should talk about. But you don't want to have that discussion. You're asking the same old biased Zionist question. That question doesn't mean anything. Even the ICG just said Israel is a colonizer of these people. But the bottom line is you cannot conflate Judaism with Zionism. Okay? And that's what you're doing. And you don't want to talk about that when many Jews have already addressed that question. The bottom line is Israel is a theocratic nation. It's the only state where it is illegal to have interracial marriages. All right? So let's get it clear. The solution is a secular state. A secular state that's not based on theocracy. A secular democratic state. And even Jews in Israel want that. But Israel is a Zionist hoodlum state that does not have any regard for neither Jewish people who want democracy or the Palestinian people. So if you don't want to understand this, then there's nothing really to talk about. And look, I have a lot of friends who are Jewish. When it comes to the Zionist question, it's black and white, actually. It's basically, do you want slavery or do you believe in slavery? It's that simple. So you have to get your head out of your ass. And I know you support our campaign. You love the work I do, but on this question, you must cross that line and you must say that I can be Jewish, but I'm not a fucking Zionist.
All right. Now he goes on. He's very passionate about this and he goes on for 2 or 3 minutes and the rest is profanity laden because he's sick and tired of the hypocrisy. And I think it's a very important clip, Todd.
It is important. The last sentence is, I think, the entire point of this. Is that Zionism is different from Judaism itself. It's kind of like the Venn diagram, right? Is it true that all Zionists are Jews? I don't know the answer to that. Is it true that all Jews are Zionists? I don't think so, but they're not mutually exclusive at the same time.
100%. By the way, it's Rothschild Zionism. It is the house of Rothschild. That is where the idea, the belief system is from. Zionism is Rothschild. And by the way, Joe Biden has said many times, you don't have to be a Jew to be a Zionist.
Right.
I'm a proud Zionist. That is Biden in his own words. So you're 100% right.
Right. And by the way, this goes back to the Khazarian times. it, you know, the name Steelers, otherwise known as the Kazarians, you know, they hijacked royalty. They hijacked the entire religion of Judaism. And I think that's the problem that we're seeing here, is that you've got a group of horrific sociopathic style people that have convinced the world that they're Jews. And I don't think that they are. I think they're just thugs.
I think so, too. And the world is starting to recognize it. And I think the sad fact, and we can move on in just 1 second, but the sad fact is our stinking, rotten criminal government is the only nation on earth that continues to veto a ceasefire in Gaza at the United Nations. Time and time and time again, it's this government that wants to continue this war. And we're all fed up. We're all fed up, but we're all starting to recognize that just about all of the Western governments have been hijacked by, I think, this Zionist entity, guys.
Well, there's a point to that, because when you look at how many people in our government have a second passport, an Israeli passport, you shouldn't be shocked. And I've said this before, I'm going to say it again. Look at Alejandro Mayorkas. Number one, didn't bother to take his oath of office. He's an immigrant from Cuba and an Israeli citizen as well as a naturalized U.S. citizen. What does all that mean? He's the guy that welded open the border, literally took the gates to our border in Mexico and had them welded open so they could not be shut again. And this guy couldn't be bothered to do his statutorily required oath of office to say that he supports the United States of America. Do you suppose his second passport has some bearing on that?
Well, it's interesting, too, because Victoria Nuland, who warned him because of the funding that came through, that he would be in for some very big surprises on the battlefield. And then what happened? That concert hall was invaded and more than 100 people were murdered in cold blood. And Victoria Nuland, yes, she's a Jew, but I would say she is a devout Zionist, right? There just Mayorkas. That's why in that video I titled us, "We are all Gazans now. We are all essentially Palestinians now," because these people are waging war against we the people, just like the war is being waged against those people trapped in the open air prison called Gaza. Okay, so do you believe this, guys? Look at this big, beautiful field of food. Plenty of food for everybody in this nation, everybody around the world. God gave us this bounty, this beautiful earth that can produce high quality, high nutrient food to feed everyone. And yet we have people starving all over the world, and now they're shutting off our food supply. You don't believe it, guys? Todd sent me this clip. Listen up.
The government is paying farmers to destroy their crop. And the simple answer to that is, yes, they are.
The government is paying farmers to destroy their crops. Todd, I've got a couple of other things queued up too, but your comments, guys.
Yeah, that's right, because we've been receiving communications from people that, holy cow, if we don't destroy our crops, they're getting notices in the mail and sometimes knocks on the door. Hey, farmer, if you don't destroy your crop, we're going to bring Agent Orange and do it for you. We're just going to crop dust it. So your choice is you turn it over the field and maybe you can grow again next year, or we're going to destroy your farm forevermore. And the worst part is they're using satellite imagery to arrive at this. So you got some pencil pusher saying, oh, that looks like too much. And that's actually what the government says. We'll let you know when you can start back up again, because we don't want too much food. Those are their words. We don't want too much. And so they're the ones making the decision on whether you starve or do not. How did we get here? Medical martial law.
Well, Todd, look at what's just happened in Texas with the destruction of the cattle, with the fact that the largest egg producer in Texas just slaughtered 2 million chickens. This is just absolutely, it's a genocide against people, but it's also a slaughter of innocent living creatures that are God's creation. And how, I mean, it, the evil of that is really beyond comprehension. 2 million living creatures slaughtered because the government tells the producer to do so. The cattle. I just am beside myself with being upset over this loss of life, not only for the people whose lives depend upon adequate food, but for the loss of life of the animals. Where the hell is PETA?
Well, you know, we go back to this doctor over and over again. It takes one to say no. Look, the answer is no. You want to go ahead and try and crop dust here? Go ahead. So you can go over to that airport and have a chat with a guy that runs that crop duster and tell him what it is that's happening and that his family, too, is not going to have any food if he decides to do that job. It takes one, doctor, and you know this to be true because you're one of them.
But it's easier than that, guys. It's so much easier than that. The solution to this is very simple. Kick the feds out.
Yeah.
Yes. No more. You have no jurisdiction in our state. You want an example of where that's working and happening? I'll show you. Check this out. Tennessee passes chemtrail bill banning airborne chemical spraying. Tennessee appears to want to protect itself from chemtrails. How about this one? U.S. Tennessee Senate passes bill banning geoengineering. Okay? It's really happening. People are really waking up, and people together in these red states, unfortunately not the blue ones, can take action to kick these criminals out. Because here's what's going on, guys. You want to get the spin from CNBC on why farmers are destroying millions of pounds of food? This should be good. Todd sent me this. Here's CNBC.
5 million pounds of green beans that we have destroyed. 8 million pounds of cabbage that we've destroyed. We have to grind it up back into the ground. That's the only choice we have and hope for a better day.
Paul Allen alone. Farmers across the country are destroying millions of pounds of fresh produce as the coronavirus has majorly disrupted the food supply chain. Initially, exported items like rice, beans, and frozen foods. The panic buying resulted in empty aisles, and some wondered if the U.S. was in danger of a food shortage. That's far from the reality, though, especially when it comes to produce. The United States had a food surplus before the crisis, and we still do. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, 30 to 40% of post-harvest food is wasted annually. And the coronavirus is making the situation worse.
Okay, I don't even want to watch it. Todd, what is the takeaway? What's the propaganda here?
Again and again. Well, this is the point. She says it, that even prior to COVID, we had an oversupply of food. And yet you said a minute ago, and you're absolutely right, you got starving people all over this planet. One thing I want to point you to, I think I also sent you a copy of a statute. It's called the National Weather Modification Policy Act of 1976. And you know what, ladies and gentlemen, if you think those chemtrails are contrails, they codified it. This has been in our books, a statute from 1976 where they talk about weather modification for a variety of reasons, including crop production or not. And they hinted this, that we can affect business. The purpose declared, to set up, develop a comprehensive and coordinated national weather modification policy and a weather modification research and development. This has been around for a long time, ladies and gentlemen. They are using those chemtrails. They are using weather modification as a tool to destroy us. If you haven't figured it out yet, your government isn't here to help you. They are here to kill you.
And Gazans now. Go ahead, Doc, but that's why we're all Gazans now. I'm telling you, it's the truth. And if we don't
you're exactly
those
right.
people, who will stand up for us? Nobody.
It is a genocide against all of us. The depopulation agenda has been going on for 100 years. Henry Kissinger was part of that. Margaret Sanger was part of that. The eugenics movement. And all of the events that I can chronicle for about 8 pages since the 1960s have been aimed at impairing our health and damaging the environment. But yes. I want to also comment about the fact that the food shortage and the things that you were just talking about, it's all part of the climate engineering. It's not climate change, the political narrative. It is weather warfare. And for any of you that have not been to geoengineeringwatch.org and looked at the extensive scientific and government documentation of all of this, that's an incredible resource. I've done several programs with Dane Wigginton on weather warfare, chemical ice nucleation, the flash freezers that we've been seeing. And just talking with him just recently this week, he pointed out that this recent flash freeze chemical ice nucleation storm manufactured was designed to damage the crops because everything had been a warmer than usual winter across the U.S. and the blooming had started, and this flash freeze was orchestrated to damage the blooms, which then damages the fruit and food crops.
You know, Todd, one wonders how much more evil must be perpetrated by these traitors before something's done about it. I mean, U.S. Marshals, indictments on a state level, I don't know what. You tell me, how much more are we to put up with before they kill us all?
Yeah, I question that all the time. What is that catalytic event? And I think it goes back to the silent majority, at least as it goes in the United States. Gun ownership comes with a lot of responsibility, and those of us that own them legally take that responsibility very seriously, and we're not going to pop off for no reason. And this is, I think, the point of it. We had in the very beginning, in the case of the military, it was an attack on the military. We helped people recognize it. You were getting fragged, by the way, forcing you to take this shot. It comes to a use of force issue, is what I'm trying to say to you. When people are threatened with their food, their lives, whatever, that is normally enough for people to say, no more. This is it. I think it goes back to this whole point. That farmer sitting right there could have said, no. Over my dead body, are you going to kill my crops, to destroy my farm? And I think that would have gone over well with that silent majority. I think people are at that point, is what I'm trying to say to you. This is do or die now, folks. They didn't get the job done the first time around. We know we're being eradicated. It's either us or them. So what is it going to be?
Yeah, because here's the sad realization that I think Americans are coming to. There is no more rule of law in this nation. It's gone. Because if there was rule of law, if it was being obeyed, the law was being obeyed, these people would be immediately brought to justice for what they're doing. But we don't have the rule of law. Let me show you guys an example of that. So the U.S. Department of Injustice should be stepping in to right these wrongs, but they're not. They're a captured entity, just like the FBI, just like the CIA. So this document is from 2006, the role of law enforcement in public health emergencies. Okay, this should be good, Todd.
Yeah. So if you go a couple of pages, page 4, it talks about PERF, the people who created this. It's a national organization of progressive law enforcement chiefs and executives from city, county, and state agency. Collectively, they serve the country's population. The point of which is they came up with this to suspend, to revoke your human rights. So this represents the amalgamation of 4 different activities inside of our government, both state and federal, when a public health emergency is declared. Effectively, law enforcement, the judiciary, that means the courts, corrections, and public health all become one. So this is why Dr. Vliet and I were trying to get people out of hospitals. You'd call the cops and they'd take away the person who's making the complaint. You'd go to court and file an injunction. The court would toss you out. I'm sorry, your case is not justiciable. This document is why. When there's a public health emergency, all rights are suspended. Your human rights and your constitutional rights. We are in a medical martial law. That's what I'm trying to explain to people, is that there is no law except for what some Zionist, I guess, guy in Israel says there is. I think it actually goes back there. We are under attack. We are all Gazans.
Doc, you tell me if I have this right. If you were a traitor to this nation or in the employ of a different nation and you wanted to take over like a Weather Underground style takeover of the U.S. government, the no-brainer way to do it would be under a health emergency, right? Because then your plausible deniability is, oh, we're just doing this because we care about everybody in the country's health, right? That's the catch-up mechanism for total tyranny, is a health emergency.
Yes, because it plays to people's most basic fear that I'm going to die. And so it's one of the most profound ways that the government can manipulate us psychologically to control us through fear of loss of life. That's the bottom line. That's how they succeeded in making the entire 300 million people across America capitulate almost immediately under the COVID
announcement. Well, and Todd sent me another video. I played this before. It's from Greg Reese, who does phenomenal work over at
InfoWars. Yes, he does.
Into the show. We've had him on several times. Greg and I go way back. This is a very talented man who tells really important stories between 3 to 6 minutes long, typically. And he's getting the word out. People are waking up because one of the other mechanisms of destruction and control are directed energy weapons, which can be used to whipsaw the public into giving up their rights on a local level, same as we saw in Maui. And because the system is so tyrannical now, even those in Maui who don't want to leave, they want their property. They don't want to sell at any price. They're being kicked out. They're not being indemnified with insurance payments. They're just, they've lost their rights because of the totalitarian system of control in Hawaii specifically, and because of directed energy weapons. So let me play this clip from Greg Reese. It's just another system of control by the bad guys.
What the fuck is that?
Some are saying that directed energy weapons are being deployed to spark the largest fire in Texas history. And we know that these weapons exist.
This newly released footage shows the Dragonfire laser directed energy weapon system in action, and it could be in the hands of military personnel in 5 years' time. It destroys targets with an intense beam of light and has pinpoint accuracy. It's able to hit something the size of a one-pound coin from a kilometer away.
Fires we have seen in recent years, including the fires in Texas, are very different from what we have seen in the past. They often selectively spare the trees while burning the infrastructure into a powdery ash footprint.
I have witnessed and observed some extraordinary damage in our state. It could be caused by hurricanes or tornadoes. And frequently when you see the aftermath of that damage, there's some semblance of a structure that is still there. When you look at the damages that have occurred here, it's just gone, completely gone. Nothing left but ashes on the ground.
Okay, I'll keep playing this, but you guys feel free to comment. This is a system of control, and people are catching on and painting their roofs blue in China. All over the world, people are now starting to paint their roofs blue because evidently these directed energy weapons don't harm things that are blue. It's something to do with the wavelength. Check this out.
After the Maui fires, many people believed that a blue roof was able to deflect these directed energy weapons and spare the home from destruction. And Joe Biden recently alluded to this twice.
If you fly over these areas that are burned to the ground, you'll see in the midst of 20 homes that are just totally destroyed, one home sitting there because they have the right roof on it. And anyway,
have the right.
Notice you fly over the helicopter. Those places were the roofs. They didn't burn.
It's the right material.
Yeah. So I got to change the.
All right. I'll pause it there. I'll come back to my guests.
Go ahead. I missed that. He says, so I got to change that? We don't want people having good roofs. Is it blue ones?
Yeah. You know, it's so funny. I just have such a naive quality to give everybody the benefit of the doubt. I actually was hoping that what he meant is, so we got to change people's roofs to the ones that are effective at stopping, like blue roofs. But you're right. No, you're right. He's a criminal. But here's my question. So if we have a breakaway civilization, a breakaway government, a treacherous deep state, okay, we're talking deep, 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 deep state that's doing this stuff. Those people do not have indemnity from their crimes against humanity and from their treason. So if and when we the people take back our government, there's going to be a lot of people in a lot of trouble, Todd.
Yeah, there's a reckoning, and you're absolutely right. Anything that they thought they had in terms of qualified immunity is gone. I will also tell you this. As we discovered and have talked about, every last person in the cabinet, the current cabinet, either has a defective or non-existent oath of office. Without that oath of office, you're not serving officially, which means you don't enjoy any immunity. So the answer to your question is war crimes eliminates any hope of immunity in the first place. But even for lesser crimes, if you're not serving legally and lawfully, you don't get immunity anyway. There is going to be a reckoning, Sean, and there must be, because this is do or die. Either there's a reckoning and we take our planet back, or we are gone. Our species is over. We are in an extinction level event.
Yeah, so this is the blue line. Maybe that should be the title of this video. This is the blue line. Or this is the line in the sand. either we all get on Team Humanity, as Elon Musk said on Joe Rogan, he's for Team Humanity. All right, I'll take him at his word, even though I think Elon is deep state to the extent that SpaceX certainly gets a lot of funding from the quasi government. We don't really have a government anymore, but you guys get my drift. But he said on Joe Rogan that he's on Team Humanity. He stands against Klaus Schwab, who's clearly anti-human. Klaus Schwab wants to depopulate. Elon says we should have more people and that the Earth can support more people. The whole idea of overpopulation is a canard. I mean, it's a total BS lie. The Earth is bountiful. God gave us everything we need. The problem is these Zionists, they want to control all of it. They want all the land, they want all the resources, and they want us on their plantation, probably a CBDC for those of us who survive, in perpetuity forever. That's it. That's their idea of human freedom. A CBDC in a 15-minute city, getting a booster every week, whenever they say, doing what they say, when they say, that is what's coming for humanity, for those of us who survive, if we don't stand up together right now. Right? That's it. That's the line in the sand. Get on Team Humanity or get ready to die or live as a slave. That's it. Because we're all Gazans now, Todd.
Yeah, that's you said it. You're right. Doctor, you wanted to jump in, didn't you? Oh,
you're muted, Todd.
Sorry. I'm just agreeing with you that we are going to have to stand up against all of this assault. I mean, the three of us have been doing this for ages, not just COVID. All of us have been doing it for a lot longer than that. But what worries me is the degree of apathy that I see, and lack of motivation and lack of awareness, lack of situational awareness, lack of awareness of we're headed off a cliff at 100 miles an hour. Every day it's escalating. And people are simply not paying attention still.
Oh, Edward, now, what does it take?
I think part of that goes back to something that I've been preaching about for 3 years. And Todd, I know you've been talking about this too, and so has Sean. And that is, we never had any vaccination in the history of the World Vaccination Program that crossed into the blood-brain barrier, delivering toxic lipid nanoparticles and mRNA and spike protein generation into the brain and central nervous system and spinal cord. And in 2021, when the COVID shots were rolled out, they crossed the blood-brain barrier by design. They crossed the placental barrier by design. That's what the lipid coating on the mRNA does with the lipid nanoparticle coating. And that is damaging the brain, particularly, and critical thinking structures, judgment, insight, memory, mood, concentration, attention, all of these. Now, finally, we have a few other people talking about that, but it is inflammation and damage to the brain itself. And I do think that that is part of what is impairing people's ability to reason through what is happening. Part of it is the dumbing down, the drugging up of our culture that has been going on since the 60s. But a lot of it is added to additives in foods, the COVID shot damage, and the fact that people literally are experiencing brain damage from these shots.
Yes.
And I see it every day in my practice. Yeah.
And what about those around them that suffer the prions being produced by the vax people?
Well, exactly right. The shedding.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Prions are what cause mad cow disease. Is that right?
Exactly. And not only that, but you have the shedding of the lipid nanoparticles. They're nanoparticles. They're shed through the pores of our skin, our respiratory secretions, and you've got the mRNA fragments, you've got the lipid nanoparticles, you've got spike protein. All of these are circulating in the bloodstream. They're all excreted from the body. There was a chart that we put in one of our fact sheets in 2021 that was a chart published by Chinese researchers in 2017 about the excretion of the lipid nanoparticles through the bodily secretions and skin pores, vaginal secretions, semen, respiratory, blood, all of this. And that they published that before the COVID shots had ever been rolled out.
That's right. It's intentional. That's your point, and it's a really good one. And people, ladies and gentlemen, Sean, use it as your title. We have all been poisoned. We have all been intentionally poisoned, is what Dr. Vliet is saying.
Exactly right. And I'm sure both of you and many listeners have heard Dr. Mike Eden on multiple programs for the last 3 years talking about the fact that at every decision point in the design of these COVID shots, they made the more toxic choice.
Yes, the better weapon.
Exactly right.
All right. Well, we know that the agency of government, and it's not a government. I always say that, and I think quotes, right? So government in quotes, it's not our government. It's a hijacked government. It's a deep state Zionist government, and it's destroying the world. And so what I like to do every single day is check out Zero Hedge, usually multiple times a day, just to get sort of the real news spin on what's going on in the world. So if you guys don't think that there are factions fighting and that the war is real, we're in World War III. The question is, which side is going to win? I think the Zionist entity has some real problems right now because people like Dr. Shiva and Dr. Lee Vliet and Attorney Todd Callender and me and my listeners, everybody's waking up now. So when that Washington Post reporter showed up on my doorstep harassing me on Father's Day 2 years ago at 5 o'clock on a Sunday, one of the questions was that he had for me is, what is Zionism? Tell me about Zionism. Why do you care? Well, in just 2 years, the world has learned really quickly what that is. And it's a tough question. Most people have no idea what that is. But now people are catching on. By the way, Sean Diddy Combs' former bodyguard claims music mogul had tapes of politicians and princes. He had every room bugged, just like Jeffrey Epstein. Wonder what's going to come of that. By the way, Bidenomics is working so well, hundreds of 99-cent stores are being liquidated. So that'll go really well for the people that rely on those stores. And here's what you need to know about Reuters and the AP, both owned by Rothschild. You ready, guys? This is peak idiocracy. Bizarre Reuters article warns climate change is hurting Indonesian trans sex workers. Only Reuters could care if that's true at all. And it's not. It's preposterous. But only Reuters or the AP could put out a headline such as that. Not the Onion, guys. That's a real headline from Reuters.
That's absurd. Oh, my God.
Welcome to Upside Down World, Doc.
Well, not only that, every one of these actions that we're seeing unfold on the world stage is designed to mock and humiliate America, our strength, our military strength, our core values, our Judeo-Christian foundation, every single thing. It's not stupidity. It's not clumsiness. It's not the fact that they are just bumbling idiots. They are intentionally using Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals to mock, ridicule, and humiliate anything American on the world stage, destroy our economy, destroy our food supply, destroy our military, destroy our healthcare system, and do everything to humiliate us while they're doing it.
Yep. Sanction Russia. How about that? How's that one working out? Russia's economy is one of the strongest in the world after they got sanctioned. So we're just destroying ourselves. And you've been watching the price of gold. Sean, you watch silver in particular.
I almost mentioned gold today, brother. It's a new all-time high again today. I was going to mention it and I forgot.
What is it?
$2,341. It's up $32 or more. What is that? What's that say? $38 today.
It's running. Let us not forget that the IMF, right? That those are the people that loan money to other governments so they can control them and collect interest. That's what your taxes go to. Your taxes don't pay for services. They pay interest on the debt to IMF. They switched their base currency from the SDR, special drawing rights, a basket of currencies, to monetary gold. And they are requiring those member nations who they lent money to repay a quarter of the interest in physical gold. So this is running and they can't put the genie back in the bottle. This is a true indicator of exactly how bad our economy is.
Yep.
And it's global.
Yep. It's print, print, print all around the world. Japan, China. By the way, China just announced that they're going to print so much money that the world will have to follow suit because the world will have no choice. So if you don't have Bitcoin, if you don't have gold in physical form, if you don't have silver in physical form, you better damn well start stacking right now, friends, because it's coming to your doorstep. We've been saying that. It's already at our doorsteps.
Here.
Most people don't have $500 for an emergency, Todd.
It's in your bedroom. I mean, literally, and you're right. And so why the Chinese are going to do it? They got a 25% hold in their balance sheet from the Evergrande fiasco. And they got to inflate their way out of it. So, and I wanted to say something going back to what it is. What are people waiting for? Sean, I think the answer to that question also is leadership. They're looking for leadership because if everybody pops off at once, you get rid of these people in government, what's left? Is it pandemonium? And let us not forget, the owners of this world have a credo, ordo ab cal, order from chaos. There's nothing they would prefer more than chaos or a nuclear war, whatever it is, so that they can introduce their form of government. That's what this is really about. So we need the leadership, really bright people that can communicate well. And I think Dr. Shiva did a really good job of that just now. I love that.
I sure do too. I do too. Yeah. And I'll leave the link below. If you guys want to hear the whole rant, it gets really juicy. He's a bulldog. A lot like me. I'm a bulldog. You tell me I don't have the right to associate with people from like the wellness company. Guess what? Yeah. I'll get them back on again and again and again to tell the truth, because those are the doctors that took the heat for telling their patients the truth about the bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine. Got it? So if you want to talk to a real doctor in the future during the next pandemic, the wellness company has your back, because you can actually reach out to good doctors who were fired for telling their patients the truth about the bioweapon, just like Dr. Liebleit is willing to do. You want to talk about a person with integrity? You know, I have him on my show every single day. Truthforhealthfoundation.org. Yay. Truthforhealth.org is the website. This is Dr. Liebleit's website. Doc, tell us about what you got cooking.
Well, we've got a lot going on with the upcoming programs on government cover-ups on multiple fronts, everything from 9/11 to the climate engineering to actually another program with Jim Houck working with Doc P. Chambers in Texas on what's happening in the asymmetric warfare front and what can you do about it, and all of our emergency preparedness resources, which we urge people to pay attention to, food shortages, medicine shortages, get prepared. And I agree with your points about looking at getting into the hard assets, because the value of our paper dollar has eroded to the point that there's not going to be much left, but that was the goal. That is part of the goal of the Cloward Piven strategy, to collapse this country economically, politically, medically, and the social services, food supply, all of it, so that they can usher in the Marxist, communist, totalitarian, whatever totalitarian label you want to put on it. It is control of the few by the elites and control of the many by the few elites. And it is a totalitarian, not a constitutional republic form of government.
That's right.
And I would say we have weaponized federal agencies rather than a true government at this point.
Yeah, it's a strategy. That's the most important word here. The strategy is to destroy us from within. And they're doing a pretty good job of it, except for they're waking up people by the millions, in my opinion. Now, my friend Fire Medic, I just heard a video from him, because he does a lot of blood work and analysis of the bioweapons and the chemtrails and all that stuff. And he said that at least where he lives, there's precious few people who are waking up. So maybe I'm just preaching to the choir. I guess as we part ways, God, what do you think? I think the
not at all is
real all over the world.
It is all over the world. And this is actually something I was thinking about just a minute ago, connected consciousness. I've got friends all over the planet because I work all over the planet. Justina's in the Channel Islands and has been getting all of your shows, all of our word out into Eastern Europe, because that's where she's really from, even the translations, things. I got people down in the Caribbean, my friend Dom sailing around and spreading the word on every island up and down the Caribbean. People are desperate. They're hungry for the truth, and you're giving it to them. So God bless you for so doing.
Well, so are you over at Cloud Hub, and I know you got your hands full with so many things. I don't think anybody has as many irons in the fire as Todd Callender. He's even helping me and my family behind the scenes because we're under severe spiritual attack, as I've told you guys in the past. So please do keep our family in your prayers. We very much appreciate all of you. Todd, I'll give you the final word. What do you want to plug? You have so many things going on, I don't even know what to plug for you.
Well, listen, ladies and gentlemen, please come to Cloud Hub. We need the support. Come and register. It's free. It doesn't cost you anything. Cloud Hub meets. All of it is designed around your anonymity and your privacy. We don't want to know who you are. We don't care who you are. We just want to give you the platform to do exactly this. You can be your own podcaster. You can have meetings anywhere in the world. It's about anonymity and privacy equaling freedom. That's what we're doing right now. This is freedom, and we got to do a lot of it. Make it infectious.
Amen. All right. I'm so glad we're back on track with our bi-weekly discussions. Our next one will be in 2 more weeks, guys, so stay tuned for that. Our guests have been the one, the only, Dr. Leave Leet. Thank you, Doc.
Yay. Thank you, Sean. Thank
God bless you, and Super Attorney Todd Callender. Thank you, brother.
Such a joy. God bless you both. I'm just honored to be with you. Thank you.
Yeah, back at you. And friends, we're honored to have you. Thank you so much for tuning in. From the bottom of my heart, it means everything to us if you'll spread this far and wide within your sphere of influence on social media, because many of us are throttled or don't get to be on YouTube at all. So thank you for your support. And I'll remind you every single day for free. Check us out for free to get the antidote to corporate propaganda 24/7 at sgtreport.com. May God truly bless you and your beautiful family. Bye-bye.
You know, you talked about the idea of human sacrifice, right? One of the shows that I did recently over at InfoWars on the Alex Jones Show was the Bohemian Grove. And their whole mantra, their whole motif is sacrificing their consciousness